Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Me, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you get a pair of single day tickets to the Planet Home Expo. Yeah.
Woo!
DJ Snoopalicious. Whatever. Is that what he's called?
Snoopadelic.
Snoopadelic.
Like yeah,
whatever. So. Snoopalicious.
You know, I want to go just to see him.
I know. There's actually a few great performers, but there's a ton of speakers. So if you're into like science or into the
planet,
This is a really cool event. It's over 3 days, 13th through the 15th of September at the Palace of Fine Arts, which is a lovely place just to go hang out. For tickets and the full lineup of speakers and musical performers, go to planethome.eco. Just go check it out. It was not at all what I thought it was going to be. It's super interesting. So planethome.eco. Let's see. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. You're welcome.
All right.
Yay. It's brought to us by us.
Us.
By Yuzette collecting things for me to read in the morning. Thank you, Yuzette. It's time to play a game.
Oh.
What now?
I'm going to play a little game.
All right.
I'm going to give you a quote, Vinny, and you're going to tell me who said it. This has been...
Well, hold on.
He's going to go money.
Are you going to go money?
Five bucks. Yeah, what are you going to give me?
$5 if you win.
All right.
You got to choose the
How many do I got to do?
Just one.
I just got to get one of these right.
Yeah. Who said this thing?
Okay.
I'll give you a list of options to choose from, and you tell me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Multiple choice, like all right. They all are.
All right.
This has been one of the most effed up years of my life, said Lori Loughlin, Ozzy Osbourne, Joe Biden, Andrew Luck, Miley Cyrus,
oh, wow.
Or R. Kelly. This has been one of the most effed up years of my life. Who said it, Ben? I'd like to hear your thought process.
Well, I'm sorry to report that my thought process was very easy. I read the Ozzy quote yesterday.
Well, thank you for being truthful.
I don't know what else to tell you. As you said that, I'm like, I already know the answer, dang it.
That is too bad. Well, thank you for being honest. I'll save my $5 and perhaps stump you with another game later.
All right.
The answer is, in fact, Ozzy Osbourne on his Ozzy's Boneyard Serious Radio Show.
Boneyard?
Boneyard. He said, I broke my neck in January. I've had pneumonia. I've had effing blood clots, 2 staph infections, and 2 of my fingers. God knows how that happened.
Right.
Well, it was me, Ozzy. I gave you a staph infection.
Thing is, I actually think it's been more than a...
Yeah, he's just saying this year alone.
Well, yeah, I think it's been a couple years, because the finger thing was not recent.
He had hurt his hand, right? But then apparently since January, things have taken a turn.
Right,
with the
he's on a string. I get it.
All right, Big Brother.
Okay.
Big Brother. Look at you, Zat. She's actually excited.
Well,
about this. Why don't
Maria
you watch this?
Emailed me because I don't want to. I'm asleep by 8 o'clock. Please
watch it the next day.
It is hard.
I don't want to.
It's hard.
It's not that hard,
man.
I watch it at 5:20.
Yeah, well, you've got a special thing going on.
By the way, I know. So psyched. Tomorrow...
I've been writing letters to CBS to have that revoked. They just keep coming back to me.
How dare you?
I
worked very
like
hard.
Like I write a letter.
They're like, we don't know you anymore. Yeah. You're not with our company.
Go on. What are you going to say?
She's grandfathered in. I can never move. I can never move. On Big Brother! So tonight's episode is on a different channel because of the 49ers game. Just a heads up for you.
Oh,
it's
right.
On,
there's a
CW
few games 44. Going on tonight, Vinny.
Yeah.
49ers, last of preseason, 49ers, Raiders, and a college football game. I don't have
the
no idea.
The college football is legit, though. That's the beginning of the season.
So channel 44.
All right.
So make sure, like, make a note of text yourself or text your wife and set that up so you don't miss it. because tonight's eviction night. And tonight's on at 9 o'clock, too, so... Okay, so Maria writes, she could not pull off the phoniness in the house. Nick and Christy laying on beds, talking all supportive toward each other. Gag. It is pretty funny because then as they're laying on beds, facing each other, sort of like, you know, it's just a game. I'm, you know, we had to be up against somebody. Like, these two hate each other. They had a huge blowout. The Taco Tuesday blowout was her blowing up his game by not getting mad. By letting him be the one who got mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they keep cutting to diary room things where she's like, I don't believe a word he says. He's a jerk. Oh, she sucks. She's mean. Whatever. The pie, what do you think about this pie thing? The pie thing really bothers me. Because
why?
Because, A, who cleans it? They actually showed them kind of cleaning up.
I actually got notes when we talked about it last time from people who said CBS does not clean that house. They have to clean it themselves.
Oh, my God.
And so whatever they leave, they live in. And I'm surprised by that, but that's what someone wrote.
Although, in a way, in a social experiment, I kind of see why they would do it. Like, if you dumped a gallon of milk on the floor, you're that person. If someone came in and cleaned that up, suddenly you've been cleaned up after, and it minimizes what a slob. You know what I mean?
Like, do you remember,
someone has to live with the person who would do that.
I had a flashback when I got that text too. Do you remember? And they didn't write it, but I totally went, oh yeah. Remember the girl that she was kind of crazy, hicky, but she was the one who was always cleaning the house.
Yes,
you don't remember? Shortish brown hair.
I do remember her.
And she would do things where you'd go, oh, she's scary. She was talk about.
Yes.
Seriously,
she was
harming someone.
She was the robot last year.
Yes.
I can't think of her name, but she was a very simple girl, but they kept her in for quite a while because she was cleaning
and she
everything.
Had deep, dark things going on inside her.
No, she was kind of a broken person.
In fact, I think that's where that dude got the stomp a mud hole in somebody was from her.
Oh, really?
Now that I think
about
it. Stomp
a mud hole in him.
What does that mean?
I don't know. No one knows.
It's just
freaking mud hole.
It's just heavy hillbilly
dark
crap. Like you go, oh God.
Like stomp through you to the mud?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly right.
Feed you to the pigs?
Right. So if you remember her, she was cleaning all the time.
Mm. Right.
That was her
hook. What the hell was her name?
I don't remember.
She had to be a robot for like a week. She was a robot.
It was last year's?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was last year's or the year before. I don't know.
I don't
it was
know
last year, but I'm
they blend.
I know. And not only that, I was watching some highlight reel of Ugly Crying on Big Brother, and like half the people, I'm like, I've never seen that person before. Meanwhile, I spent a whole summer watching that person. There's no question. Anyway, the pie in the face thing, it bothers me because of the cleanup and because I know how bad whipped cream stinks 1 minute after it's on you.
Oh, that's why.
Ugh.
How do you know that? Why do you know that? Whipped cream on
Haven't you ever gotten whipped cream on yourself? And
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I've played with whipped cream a lot of times. And
you have?
Sure.
What do you mean?
Plus whippets. Come on, man.
In the bedroom?
Oh, I've never done that.
So you've had whipped cream put on your boobies?
Sure.
And then later you were all, I smell
not
terrible.
Not even later. Like
Before
we're even done. It was like, I need to go wash this off. This is really bumming my trip.
And you
see,
put that.
I told you my story.
No, what was
we
it?
We used.
Oh, in the.
Mm-hmm.
In the bedroom.
In the bedroom. And, you know, did all the stuff. Went to sleep. I was deathly sick the next day.
Yeah,
because
not
it had curdled. And I was just so sick.
Yeah, it's not. Don't introduce foreign.
Well, wash off afterwards. Like immediately afterwards. After you have your fun, wash off. Because it is no joke.
Wash.
What do you mean sick?
Get an interior like, detailing too.
Just.
Oh yeah.
What's like, that?
Crampy.
That's the sound of
crampy. I don't know. I don't want to gross people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already,
you know,
fully involved though.
Just
I really want
diarrhea.
All the
just like
oh,
it just got up inside and just like it was barfing itself out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So if you use whipped cream,
don't do it there.
Well, you could do it there, but take a shower afterwards.
Just a little squirt on it. Well, never mind.
I don't want any of it. Yeah. To tell
it
you
was
the
super
truth.
Fun, though.
Food sex is
it was so good.
Food sex is like one of those very rare things. You do it when you're a kid. It's sort of funny in the moment, and then the next day when your body is rejecting it utterly, it's less fun.
Just take a shower. It's so fun.
But so every time they smash those pies, I'm just like, ugh. I'd have to, you know, you'd be taking 10 showers a day, like, in the, just, it's in your hair, it's all down their backs, it's in their clothes, and you can see it kind of, like, drying on their face, like, oh, God, it's so gross. There was slime. It's prank week, you know. It's this whole thing's supposed to be like a summer camp this year. So there's all these like dumb pranks. So they reach in to get the to pull the names out for the people.
I thought that was cute.
It was funny. It looked like Palmolive or something though. It looked like you know, you're soaking in it.
Yeah.
She pulls her hand out. She's like, oh,
it's like having a manicure.
Right. Zingbot was on there. Mm-hmm. Every year he comes on. I actually look forward to Zingbot. He wasn't that funny this year, but he did crush one person. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, I thought he got a few people, but...
Oh, he got everybody, but there was one thing that I was like, that's not funny, that's just mean.
Oh, you mean...
Even though it's 100% true.
The little preschool teacher?
No. He said that she has no friends inside or outside the house.
Like, yeah, that seemed mean that he didn't need to go there, but that's... Everyone was like... Okay with it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. And they all hugged her. That's not true.
You don't think he crushed her?
Sure, but I don't think that he crushed her in the way that he crushed Mickey.
Mickey is... He actually got Mickey right.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Like, hardcore nailed him right in the face.
So I'll tell you what, though, about Mickey. That guy's about to win the game.
And I know.
And the worst part is... So here's a guy who is so obviously a mom. And look, you can be a mama's boy. There's nothing, but people will see that in you. If you're a grown man that's a mama's boy, that is what people see in you. And they know that, and that's who you are. So he's that guy. And he's going to win 500. Like, they're going to have to give him the money over their dead bodies. You know what I mean? Like, he's the last guy anyone would want to hand that money to.
I know.
But he is in a position now where he's going to keep winning.
Well,
you dummies.
If he doesn't, it'll be his own fault because he kept Christy in. Like, I think Christy probably.
I agree.
You know, that I think they'll be able to point. If he doesn't win, they'll be able to point to that as the reason that he didn't.
I agree.
I was thinking Tommy might win, but it's just because I like Tommy. And I think everybody else likes him. But mm-hmm. I think that as it gets narrowed down, they're going to go, everybody likes him. He's got to go.
But I think Tommy is a guy people would gladly give the money to.
Sure. If he's sitting next to
Mickey. I think there are
Mickey.
A lot of people that they would say, I'll vote for that guy. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes off nicely and he's got a certain, you know.
Flair.
Well, or work ethic or whatever. You know, I mean, you get this vibe from this Mickey guy where you just go, nah,
yeah,
I'm not handing you any money.
So the zing that they did to him,
yeah,
he says, it's I'll try and do the Zingbot voice. We haven't met. My name is Zingbot. What should I call you? Jackson, Mickey, or Pompous Douchebag?
Oh no.
Boy, he just totally called him out for exactly what he is.
Right.
Oh my God. And then he said Chestnut Checkers. And see, all these like dumb things that the guy constantly says. Oh.
When you asked who he got, I actually thought of the Nicole girl. I thought that was super mean and
it was
and
pretty
harsh.
Mean. I actually thought that the Jessica one was kind of mean too. This chick Jessica, she's like a plus size model and she's nice enough,
yeah.
You know, but she's really been a non factor in the game. And they said, your fans have gotten together to start a new. Hold on, I have it here somewhere. Fans of yours are starting a new convention. It's called Snooze Fest. She's all, oh.
No game.
I just wonder why Maria said Zingbot is her favorite. I'm like, who cares about that?
No,
Zingbot comes in and gnarls everyone out.
I'm not going to tell you. I also liked when the policeman comes running in and falls. And
I know.
I'm like, oh, that was not scripted. Yeah, oh, well.
Comes in to arrest Zingbot and wipes out.
I was reading an article, and I won't spoil anything for you guys, because I also read the comments on the article, and people were so mad. Except that they were looking at, this is like on some deep dive website or blog about Big Brother.
Okay.
So you're digging into a show and then you're surprised something got spoiled for you. You're too dumb.
Like, what they were complaining? They were complaining. Like, watching it happen.
I can't believe you told me about Zingbot. Like, so the thing that they, one of the former contestants talked about was Zingbot and how that works. Mm. And so they, she in particular said, this is how this thing is done. And the person was so mad because it sort of was a look behind the curtain.
Oh.
If you know what
well,
I mean.
What did they say?
I don't want to say.
Because I know, I want to know too.
This lady, this person was furious that the about the look behind the curtain. But I thought, then don't go on blogs and look in articles.
And look in deep dive
stuff. And listen
stuff.
To interviews. Mm-hmm. Of course. What do you think they're going to talk about there? But that's just the internet. Yeah. Of course, that's you're mad
freaking
that
internet.
You dug into the internet and then got something more
right.
than you.
Oh, man, I didn't want to see that.
I'll tell you off the air, though, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I want to hear. So anyway, Maria in Napa, thank you for being a big Brother fan and sending us a recap. You always remind me of stuff that I've totally forgotten from the night before. I thought that the person that got taken, that they took it the easiest on the Zingbot did was Christy. Like, he gave her crap for her gross chewing.
Is that the crying girl, too?
That's the cry. Yeah, in fact, the crying girl is when everyone is in the diary room going, what about the crying and the mood swings?
If there's a scene.
Zingbot didn't
Tommy.
Want her to cry again.
If there's a scene I loved the most, it was after they got done saying they zing Tommy, and the next scene is him doing the splits in his underwear and going, dramatic. What do you mean dramatic? You know, or whatever.
His was, all the singing and dancing is like the musical. Little shop of attention whores.
Yeah. Oh, attention. And he's doing the splits in his underwear.
It's like attention whore. It was an attention whore.
I thought that was really well done.
Yeah. Gosh. He's funny. All the singing and dancing. He seems like a fun person to be in the house with. Vinny, you'd love it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Would I?
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
I don't know. Right after these.
Okay.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch this show live. Just go to radioalice.com/watch and tune in. Takes you right to the looking glass. We got Vaughn in there running the cameras, and we all put on our fancy clothes and full face of makeup every day, so we look amazing in HD. Yep, that's all true. Check it out for yourself, radioalice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Great Sandwich Wars Are Over. Whoops.
Oh.
They're brought to you by the Organic Coup.
Woo!
The Great Chicken Sandwich Wars Are Over. The Organic Coup's Organic Fried Chicken Sandwich has been named the undisputed champion.
Oh.
Pick one up at any Organic Coup location or at the Niners game tonight at Levi's Stadium.
All you other chicken sandwiches can take a hike. The line forms over there at the Organic Coup.
Right. Organic Coup. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've tried them too, by the way.
Have you seen their Instagram?
Yes.
They take clips of our show all the time when we do. So, hello.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They'll take a little clip of, I guess, you know, somebody must send them the air check.
Interesting.
And they put our little sponsorships on there. It's cute. They show the pictures of, like, the tots when we're talking about them. Mm. Oh, tots. Mm, delicious. See, they're putting up a picture of it right now.
Right now. Yes, please.
I'll get back to the football in a second. I want to begin with Hurricane Dorian.
All right.
I guess that they expect it to strengthen, but it looks like Puerto Rico, which was fearing the worst, has been let off the hook.
Power of prayer. So, they diverted it, sent it to my mom's house. I'm trying to get my mom to get on a plane. Like, get out of there. What are you doing? They just got their lanai fixed from Maria.
Right, so they don't want to go.
Yeah, that's why they should go.
No, they want to enjoy the storm from under their lanai.
Oh, really? Enjoy the storm?
Well, they should enjoy it.
Enjoy the storm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because Monday it's coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get out of there. Go drive to the airport and get on a plane and come out here.
What's wrong with you? Your dad's going to get an 18-pack and your mom's going to have whatever she does. And they're going to sit in their lanai and they're going to enjoy a storm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't like
it'll
it.
Be fine.
Like, well, will it? I mean, no one can say
it's
that
like
for sure.
It's like a Florida tradition.
Get out of there. Take my sister and brother and their kids.
They'll
with
be stuck
you too.
In the airport somewhere because the flights are canceled, right. Delayed.
Not if they go today.
Well,
go before the storm hits, Mom. She's like, oh, it's just diverted. It's coming right at us. Right at us. I'm like, oh, my God.
La, 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 la.
Your dad is stocking up on drinks.
Yep. Yeah, I'll set for 7 days of drinking. Okay, Mom.
Anyway, I hope that they get on a plane and
so
come
do I.
Here.
Come on out. The weather's fine.
Nice to see you, Ellie. Yeah. Bring it on in here.
Yeah. Roll it in.
Oh, I was going to say, bring it on in here Tuesday, but you have an extended day. They'd have you for 4 days.
They would have me for 4 days. It's true. Come on, Mom.
What's wrong with you,
what
Ellie?
What are you waiting for?
You're going to party with both your kids.
We're having a Labor Day barbecue. I mean, it'd be great. Come on. John's making smoked salmon. My brother, John. Brother, right. John. You can go stay at their condo. It'll be great. We don't have a guest room anymore.
Well, we have studio a studio now.
Well, it will be someday. It's not yet, though.
So they'll stay at their condo.
Yeah, I'm inviting you out to stay with my brother.
All right.
Sister-in-law.
That's nice of you.
I know.
So the college football season begins today. That's a big deal for a lot of people. I know, you know, the people in the rooms here are less enthusiastic.
You're into it, though.
I love
you
it.
Love it.
I'm totally into it.
I thought it started last week.
No. Well, there were two games that started.
Oh, like little preseason things?
No, they
or?
Were real, okay. But there were just two games.
Okay.
There's so many college teams. In fact, you know, there's a few teams you're familiar with. They're the big names and the big programs. But there's so many teams.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of games all day Saturday. But they begin today. None of our teams are – our boys' team isn't playing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Until
he's been
Saturday.
Practicing so hard,
well,
too. So.
I know that he'll
want to. He had his first class yesterday and then came back home. I'm like, oh, hi. He's like, yeah, I'll go tomorrow. I'll come back on Friday. I'm like, all right, great. He likes being at home.
Okay.
We have fun.
Right.
I don't know why I'm paying for that apartment, but.
Yeah. Why are you?
Because that's where he lives, I guess.
Well.
It's cheaper than the dorm.
Mm. I don't know what to say about any of that.
Yeah,
so,
me either.
I don't want no trouble. You made your choices. He makes his, yep. and I.
Well, I think his laundry magically gets done at my house. I think that,
oh,
might,
interesting.
Be, that might be part of it. Yeah. Not sure how that happens.
The
magic.
49ers
laundry
play.
Fairy.
Yeah.
The 49ers play at home tonight, so there will be some traffic. Not a lot, because the fourth preseason game is the least important.
Well, it's when they go, for it to really matter.
We don't want anyone getting hurt in this game.
Nope. Mm.
So
probably won't see Jimmy G.
No, I don't think so. The Raiders also play tonight, but that one's in Seattle.
Oh. No
so,
traffic there.
No traffic mix up there in Las Vegas. You'll be
right.
Fine.
Don't worry, Vegas. I'll all be good.
They're coming.
The NFL season, though, is set to begin week one on September 5th. That's when the first game happens. It's Green Bay at Chicago. As you know, Green Bay is one of, maybe you don't know. It's a different scenario or setup than most teams. It's publicly held.
Oh, I have heard that. What does it mean? They don't have an owner.
They don't have an owner.
They have a board.
They have a board. Exactly right. And the Green Bay Packers season tickets are incredibly hard to get. Mm. The waiting list for Green Bay Packers tickets is 130,000 people long.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
It takes 30 years to
or
move
or
up in line.
It just never happens. They have to wait for people to die. Is that right?
Right.
Because people aren't giving those things up.
No.
Are they expensive?
Well,
or just
I'm about to tell you a story
about
how desperate people are to get Green Bay Packers tickets. Because I would bet you that they're not that expensive. Again, a publicly held company isn't going to be
it's just that no one ever
gouging
gives them up.
Their own customers.
Because it's them.
Right.
Right.
It's themselves.
Right.
There's a 35-year-old guy named Matthew McLaughlin. He's from Wisconsin. He's been on the waiting list for Green Bay Packers tickets for 10 years, and he's only in the 70,000s.
Oh, my God.
So this year, he has put out three proposals on Craigslist in hopes to gain early access to his beloved.
Like to get someone else's pair?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. So that can happen. If I wanted to, I could transfer mine to someone in my family?
I don't think you can. I think you can. So here's...
Okay.
He's going to pay someone $10,000 to take their spot if they're under 1,000 on the waiting list. The catch is, he can't just take their spot. He has to change his name.
To their name?
To their name. So the Packers won't know that it's a different person buying the tickets.
Oh.
So this guy is so desperate for Packers tickets, he will give someone, if you're under 1,000, so you could be 999 on the list. This guy will pay you $10,000 and he'll change his name to your name in an effort to be able to purchase the tickets without issue when his time finally does come.
But these people are so serious about it. I bet you no one will take
them. Of course
them.
Not.
Like, $10,000, forget it.
I don't want some guy taking my name
right.
out there.
What am I, just giving him the keys to my identity?
Right. He also said he'll pay an older person with season tickets $109,000 to leave him tickets in their will.
So they can will them to other people.
They have strict rules. He'll have to cover the fees so that they can adopt him because he has to be legally their child for them to leave the tickets to him.
Oh, my God.
He says also, if you let me be your adopted child, I'll pay you and I'll send you Father and Mother's Day prizes. Gifts.
Wow.
$109,000.
Plus, you get Father and Mother's Day gifts.
And he'll cover the fees for the adoption. And lastly...
Oh, this is the third option.
Wait, there's more.
If a single man or woman has season tickets, he'll pay them $10,000 to marry him. Then they can get divorced or transfer him the tickets during the settlement. And we can even time it correctly so that we might see some tax benefits to the marriage.
Boy, he's got some pretty good ideas. I mean, he's willing to jump through some hoops. He's in the 70,000s, huh?
He's made the national news, though, so yeah. It's likely the Packers are on to him, and they're not going to. They're probably going to warn people with tickets. If we find out that you're fraudulently passing tickets to this guy,
some kind of
you're
clause.
Both going to lose your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how many people are waiting.
So many. But you know what? The fact that those ideas are out there, you know that list is never... you know that people have secretly done this stuff.
I don't know about changing your name. Changing a grown person, changing
desperate.
Their name, and then showing back up at work on Monday and going, I'm not that guy anymore.
Right,
you gotta
call
me
Bob,
Frank.
I'm Bill.
Yeah, you got to call me... No. I don't answer to that anymore.
But I'll bet you marriages have happened because of it. You know, even just a friend. Like, come on, let's get married. Let's transfer. You're moving to LA. Come on.
Well, that is.
Let's marry. Divorce.
Pathetic.
Well, people love their teams.
Mm-hmm.
They love them.
I understand.
Can you put a baby on that list? Like when they're born, put them on the list? Or do they have to be? Do you have to be like 25 to even get on the list? So why has he only been on for 10 years?
I don't know that. I don't know all the rules, but it would make sense if you have a kid to put them on the list today.
Yeah. The minute they're born.
Like I got a 529 the minute I could for my second kid.
Right.
As soon as I knew how to do it, I went right and did it.
Set that up.
831 says, in the Joe Montana years for the 49ers, I was waiting for 5 years on the list when my dad's friend finally sold me the whole season.
Oh, my God.
How much did that cost, 831?
Yeah, 831.
You know, that era of the 49ers, I didn't live here at that point, but the 49ers, they were automatic. They won so regularly that the games were almost unwatchable because you'd go, why bother? They're gonna run a clinic over every team they play. Oh, they're gonna play the Rams.
Good luck, Rams.
The Falcons. And that's at that time, those teams were like the Buffalo Bills and the Jets and the Dolphins of the Pats current.
Right.
Nobody can play the Pats. They lose every time.
Yeah. They lose surprising games.
They're occasionally.
Yeah.
Except they don't seem to lose the Super Bowl, do they?
Well, they've lost it.
They've also won 6 since Tommy's been in charge.
Yeah, that's true. And they've won... Had they won one before?
I don't think so.
They've only won ones with Tom Brady?
I think so. They were never a really good team.
Well, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't think that if you lived in my house. They've always been amazing. So
didn't they go to the Super Bowl against the Bears that one time
got
and
crushed.
They got clobbered?
I think there was another Super Bowl. I don't know.
Well, going back to there's 2002, 2004, 2005, 2015, 17, and 19. No, I don't want to say 19.
Yeah, 19,
oh, 19
obviously.
Yeah.
We'll win again. Oh, right. It'll be 2020.
Yeah.
But I think that they've won. So they've won more than 10% of all of them.
I'll listen to you. And I'm going to switch.
Whatever you
now.
Say, Sarah.
It's time to do a different story. I'm sorry, right. Everyone. We're leaving the football field now.
Well, that's too bad.
And going elsewhere. Do you ever catch yourself stressing about things you can't control?
Yes. Sure.
I feel like that's universal.
Yeah. I mean, I stress about the freaking environment. I cannot control that. I can't control it. I stress when I see somebody throw trash out.
I feel
God, what are you doing?
That's part of the human condition. If you don't stress about things you can't control, you're almost missing like part of your brain.
Right, you're a robot.
How do you not get wound up about stuff?
Stress about the traffic. Stress about people at work. You can't control that. I suppose you could quit. It's the only thing you could do.
Then you don't have a paycheck. And that's very stressful.
That is very stressful. Creating one stress for another.
Let me see.
Yay, new problems. Hurrah. Mm-hmm.
How often do you worry about things which are outside of your control? People were asked, and 55% said, very often.
Yes, all the time.
Very often I do. 35% said, not very often. 7% claimed, never. Never do I worry about things that are outside my control.
Well, that's pretty, is that healthy or is that just weird?
I mean, maybe
I shouldn't worry the way I do. Like, I shouldn't stress about it, I should say.
It might show a lack of awareness. Mm. I understand you could be like, you've worked your way through that. And on the other side, you go, I can't do anything about the environment tonight. I'm going to go to sleep.
Right.
But you've worked through that. You started worrying about it. You just.
And got to a point where you went, well, it's either worry about the environment all night or sleep.
Right. Or get
do
up and
need
so.
To sleep. Right. Well, that will take my mind off it.
62% of women said they do it compared to 47% of men. Millennials are more likely to do it than any other age group. Worry about things they can't control.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I am too.
Yeah.
They seem carefree.
Right. Is Brent a millennial?
Isn't he?
I am, yeah. I'm at the high end,
but you did
the older end.
Did you even hear what we were talking about?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I sure did.
I thought you were like.
Yeah, sometimes he's working on.
I looked at him and he looked over like, what?
Do you worry about all that stuff that you can't control?
Well, there's certain things you can't control, like, you know, living in the Bay Area and, right?
Well, you can control that.
Yeah, you could leave.
Well, you could leave. Exactly. My whole family's here. And so those things you want to make sure that. I guess you're right. You can't control it. So I'm tripping. But. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I think about that Pacific trash jar all the time.
Well, even finance stuff you worry about.
Sure.
I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Look, you've done
God,
your
absolutely.
2 weeks worth of work. You've done what you could. You got your paycheck, and it didn't go as far as you wanted.
Yeah, but those are things, you know, you could move somewhere cheaper. You know, like...
Brownsville?
Where's that?
Arkansas?
Okay.
Texas? Yeah.
Is that the cheapest place to live?
Yeah.
Brownsville, Arkansas?
CBS reported
this
morning.
What's it like in Brownsville? Seems so tempting.
Sounds terrible.
A lot of tech people are moving out that way.
Really?
I don't know Texas. I don't know where Austin is compared to Brownsville.
I thought you said it was in Arkansas.
There's two different places that report it.
Oh,
one is
oh,
Brownsville, Texas. The other one was someplace in Arkansas.
Oh. Well, the fact that it's named Brownsville,
it sounds
not really,
really
like the Browns.
Bad.
The Browns are huge losers. Brown color of poo. I mean, there's just so much I'm not into about Brownsville.
Our text number is.
That's just mean. Brown is fine. It's color of trees. It's great.
Back I like
no
the color brown.
From
I'm
there.
Fine
yeah,
with
I don't know.
You don't?
Well,
it's not an earth tone.
Sure.
Yeah, I like brown.
Okay, brown.
Primus has a brown album.
Of course they do.
The brown album. Yeah, I love those guys. You know I do.
I know.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Text us anytime, except when you're driving.
Check.
Yeah.
Well, it's
done.
Cross that off the list.
Right. Vinny, I'm watching the Looking Glass this morning, and seeing your wedding ring makes me smile.
Aw. You have a wife.
I do. So weird.
You have a family.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I do. It is sweet. Mm. The hillbilly girl was named Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Sam from Big Brother.
I'm Sam the robot. I'm really sad. Everyone just makes a big mess in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and then I have to go clean it up. They just expect me to clean it up. I guess it's because I do all the time, so that's the
expectation. She's the girl who lived in a trailer.
On her mom's property.
In her mom's yard.
I like living near my mom, but I don't like living with my mom, so I put a trailer outside my mom's house, and now I live near my mom, and we can have coffee out on the porch.
That's sweet.
And moonshine in the evenings. Nothing wrong with that.
Is it just me, or does everyone overreact to Zingbot? It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's just a TV show. He called him a pompous douchebag.
There,
that was my favorite
me,
Zingbot moment of all them. I'm like, oh my God, the truth hurts.
There's a lot of coaching going on that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I feel like the stiffness with which they deliver the same lines for every nomination ceremony and... I mean, it's got to be. Someone's holding that up to those mirrors, right? They're reading that off mm-hmm. of something. Or they've practiced it 500 times in the diary room.
No, I don't even think they... I'm sure for a minute they thought about having to memorize that and went, nah.
I was actually thinking one time, because it seemed so stilted as they're delivering the... At one of my... responsibilities as the head of household is to nominate two house guests for eviction. I have placed their keys in this box. I will turn the key and their faces will appear on the memory wall. Like, I thought to myself, I wonder if they go line by line and then the loudspeaker goes, one of my responsibilities as the head of household. And then they just edit the whole thing together. I suppose if you watch the live feed, you'd know.
Yeah.
If they were doing that.
I'm sure that
read it.
All of them can read through those simple words used to get through that
right.
part.
I mean, God, I know the thing by heart, but I've been watching it for 20 years.
And I don't doubt that they had to sit down with the person before they walked out and say, please read through this once or twice
yeah.
before you get out there.
Right.
Despite the fact that it'll be on a prompter or whatever.
I want you to not have to stare at the prompter. The whole I want it to look like you're looking at the group.
What is this word? The, it's the.
Is it the, though, or is it the, though?
No, I'm sure that.
Oh, look at the time. Hey, when we come back, just things that can go wrong when you're breaking world records.
All right.
And more.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.